Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Do we have the commissioner online? We do. I've got a thumbs up from my producer, so I'm very pleased to tell you that we are now going to speak to Commissioner Chris Nissen, the Western Cape South African Human Rights Commissioner. Commissioner Nissen, thank you for joining us here on 101.9 Hi FM.
Good afternoon to all your listeners and viewers, and thank you so much.
No, thanks to you. Yeah, we've all watched with great concern and I would imagine an equal amount of unease of developments unfolding in the town of Senekal. Without getting into the rights and wrongs of what caused the situation, my question to you is, there are seeds of a race war.
We're living in a very dysfunctional society, very polarized society. A dream deferred, the Rainbow Nation dream deferred, because I do not think that the government over the 25-6 years have done enough, including us as the Human Rights Commission, has done enough to build social cohesion and break down race and class in this country. What you've seen there is a polarization of a situation in which opportunists are taking the opportunity to use the murder of a person which we condemn with all. We cannot agree with any murder. Any murder is one murder too many. And we cannot let the custodians of food security be murdered like that. Nevertheless, yes, we are seeing the rise of racial tension. We see it not only in Senekal, but we also see it in the complaints that we received over the past few years.
Where do we go from here, Commissioner? I mean, we clearly do live in a powder keg. It's clearly not in our interest that any of this should spiral out of control. What do each of us as individuals need to do to tone down or calm the situation?
You're so correct. It is an individual and a collective responsibility. The individual responsibility is that we should not be calling upon people to rise up for war or calling slogans or even saying, I am wanting to say this against the other. But individually, we must stop talking all these things at our lapas, at our braais, at our parties, where we use all sorts of words and so on, and also including with our families, and then it thinks it's the right thing to do. So that's the first thing we must stop. The second thing is we must build a South African ship.
Sorry, Commissioner, I think we lost you. Did you say build a South African ship?
South African citizenship. A proper one in which we can respect the Constitution, we can respect other people's dignity, we can respect that even if I disagree with you, you've got the right to disagree with me, and you've got the right to be here. This is South Africa, all of us, we fought for it, went to prison for it. We were tortured for this so that we can have a South Africa where everybody can move in freedom, peace, and security, that nobody has to undermine one another. And it's all our responsibility. But even government needs to do more. And politicians must stop inflaming the situation by maybe in their own way thinking they're doing the right thing, but yet unintended consequences of then people are looking at each other through racial eyes.
100%, and that's the danger. And I'm thinking, given our very fractured, traumatic history, Commissioner, that could a case not be made that certain limitations need to be put on social media platforms, on the right to freedom of speech, given the tinderbox that this country could be?
The problem with social media, and we did have in 2018 a investigative hearing into social media platforms, is that anybody can say anything under whichever name. You remember the Tracy Zeller name that came up some time back. And that is sad, because what's happening is that anybody can insult anybody. And I think it's the responsibility of those social media platforms and social media houses to say, we will not allow racism. We will not allow the undermining of the dignity of other people. We will not, and we will find mechanism to stop it. In the moment when certain words come up, it must be stopped. That is what we need, because we can't allow the social media platform to create havoc with regard to race and race relationships in this country. But again, you know, we've got institutions in this country. We started the government started the Moral Regeneration campaign. What happened to that campaign? Why did it fail? It failed because of corruption in this country. And so government must also take responsibility. And we must also do proper service delivery so that there's water, housing, sanitation. I mean, let's take, for example, the Free State. There are 26 towns in the Free State where there's no water.
Yeah, that's also terribly sad, is the opportunity lost. We've had, what, 24, 25 wasted years where we should have done far better job than we've done. The role of the South African human rights in these particular circumstances, do you assert jurisdiction? Do you take matters into your hands and attempt to remedy situations such as the one we faced with?
Indeed. I'll be going to Senekal on Wednesday, and our office in the Free State have been working on assessing and monitoring the situation. I'll be going there. I'll be meeting role players, both provincially and in Senegal. And there are other issues also. I'm going to Welkom, where people were called Busmans. I'm going to go there, and by a mayor, I'm going to go there and meet with the communities and so on. And also, obviously, another few other things. But the commission will be doing dialogues and mediation to make sure, now than ever before, after 26 years of democracy, we cannot live in a situation which men and women like Winnie Mandela, Nelson Mandela, with the former president, Oliver Tambo, the president, all of them committed their whole life to fight for a democratic, non-racial, non-sexist society. And yet, today, we've got the worst of the evils that we can find amongst ourselves. I mean, murders. There's more than 55 murders, violent murders, committed a day in this country. GBV. I mean, I just heard the 90-year-old boy got killed in Bishop Leavis, my hometown. Somebody called me now. How can we continue to allow this to happen? So we need to have behavior change in this country, and government and institutions like the Human Rights Commission, religious institutions, all of us must really get in there. I spoke to one today. I said there's one thing in crime that we overlook, and that is the stolen goods market. All of us need to stop buying stolen goods. Because when you buy stolen goods, you buy blood. People have to die. People have to be injured. People have to be maimed because somebody stole from them in order to sell it to somebody else. And simple things you can do. Just stop buying stolen goods. We appeal to suffering society. Stop buying stolen goods.
Commissioner Chris Nissen, the Western Cape South African Human Rights Commissioner, you probably have the most difficult job in the country. You probably have the most important job in the country. Thank you for making time to talking to us this afternoon. Yeah, we can only hope that you succeed in your endeavor.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the support that you've given. Thank you for the role that you, as the media, play to highlight these issues.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.